What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three, and we're going to go right back to the telephones to Daniel in British Columbia. Aloha, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. I want to talk about Ukraine, but first I just want to mention with Trudeau, with Trump saying that he's two-faced, one of those faces is blackface, just in case I needed to remind anyone.
Yeah, I remember that reference, yes.
So this whole impeachment fiasco, it's so much deeper than I think a lot of us even know. And a friend of mine here in Canada talked to me about it, and he said, you got to watch this YouTube video. It's about 2 hours long. It's made by Glenn Beck. Now, I can't stand Glenn Beck. I think he's a bit of a wanker. And I'd never suggest watching a two-hour documentary with Glenn Beck, but I am now because I've seen it. And it goes into this timeline of the whole, not the whole thing about Ukraine. He doesn't touch on Victoria Nuland handing out cookies or anything like that. And I never expected he would, because I think he's a bit of a gatekeeper. But this thing, it's a really good thing. It's called Ukraine, the Democrats' Russia. And it exposes all kinds of WikiLeaks cables, Clinton Foundation, missing billions. This thing's much bigger than Joe and Hunter Biden. Tony Podesta is involved. Once you get the Podestas involved with stuff, you know it's shady. I mean, everyone was grabbing a piece of the pie after the coup d'etat. And it just seems like they have to get rid of Trump because he was trying to expose that with the new president. He was trying to say, hey, you got to take a look at all this corruption here. And that's a no-no. Can't touch the Clinton Foundation. So George Soros is named. So I suggest any of the Rivero's Rangers, I mean, I hate to say, try and watch a two-hour Glenn Beck video, but here I am doing it. And I just think once you do watch it, you'll start going, holy moly, there's a lot more to this than we really know. And that's about it. I give a shout-out to Ken from New York. About 2 weeks ago, he gave John Stadtmiller $400, which is awesome.
Oh, cool.
I wish I could give right now. Yeah, I wish I could give. We've got a 3-year-old baby, and things are really tight right now. And I have given to RBN in the past, $50 here, $20 here, and I'll just remind any
helps.
Of the listeners.
Every
yeah, any of the
helps.
Listeners out there, just reach into your stocking and. Put into RBN's
stock. I've had people send
anyways,
me dollar bills.
Yeah, I mean, it all adds up. So, all right, I'll leave you with that.
All right, well, Daniel, thank you very much for the phone call. Let's move over to Chance in West Virginia. Aloha, Chance. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I just have to congratulate Cliff from Maryland. He was a breath of fresh air. He was the best caller you had today. He concentrated on solutions. Most of those solutions that he came up with, I already do, just like him. Regurgitating the mainstream media politics, it's getting tired and frustrating, and we have no control over it. It's so crooked, I don't see a way out of it, I'll be honest with you. We have to concentrate on solutions, and Cliff from Maryland, like I said, was a breath of fresh air. I hope more callers like him call into the show. Your comment?
Well, unfortunately, I've put a great deal of thought into this, and I think the only solution is going to be for the entire system to come crashing down. And then we grab all the money junkies, and we give them a good thick coating of tar and feathers, and we show them to the borders of our cities. And basically kick them out along with the illegal immigrants.
And you just
there's absolutely no question that it, in the name of politics. Yeah, in the name of politics, they've really wrecked the place.
Yes, they have. And like I said, talking about any of the points that the mainstream media touches and debating about it is, as far as I'm concerned, is such a waste of time at this juncture. We're in deep crap, and we have to start looking for solutions. And Cliff brought up those things, and it's ironic because I do the same things that he does. I fight back in my little way, and I boycott. I get away from the status quo as much as I possibly can, because I know there'll be a day when we can't, and that's going to creep up on us if we keep talking about things that we can't change rather than things that we should be doing at the moment. And so I'd like to say one more time, kudos to Cliff, and I hope more callers call in, Michael, with suggestions such as his. And Michael, have a good night now. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you, and have a Merry Christmas here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So, article coming out of South Front, is Russia overtaking the U.S. in the realm of strategic bombers? Now, the strategic bombers are the big wings, the ones that carry a huge load. The B-52 is considered a strategic bomber. And according to Deputy Defense Minister Yuri Borisov, the entire fleet of Tu-160 bombers will be replaced with the newer Tu-160M2 version, in addition to heavy upgrades of all operational aircraft. All onboard radio electronics, equipment, and engines will be replaced. Now, let's see. We've got a caller on the line here, Kelly in Austin. We do Kelly in Austin already?
No.
Okay, Kelly, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on one second. I'm making gumbo right now, and I need to push this aside.
Okay, well, Claire's out in the kitchen rattling the pots and pans right now.
No, hold on. I grew up in Louisiana, and gumbo to me is life, and so this is gumbo. Gumbo time of the year.
Oh, I've had gumbo. I used to work on a Mississippi River boat. We had it all the time.
I'm sure you did. Look, I'm calling about with reference to a call that one of your previous callers made, and that was with regard to the cost of the phones. And I'm somebody,
yes,
who spent a lot of money on phones over time. I had expensive iPhones and whatever else. Spent countless thousands of dollars on these damn things, and finally I got tired of it. The last phone I had was an Android phone, and it burned out, and I got tired of it. I was in New Orleans, and I was trying to get back home, and finally I got back to Austin and went to the to AT&T and said, look, I'm not going to pay this much for a phone. I asked what was available as an Android phone. They wanted to sell me an iPhone, and I said, I don't want anything Apple, period.
Yes.
So they wanted to sell me an expensive Android phone, and I said, no, I don't want an expensive Android phone. What I want is a phone that just does basic internet. I don't want all the bells and whistles. I don't want to pay more than about $400 for the phone. And so the guy, I talked with the guy for a while, and he said, you really don't need anything more than that, to tell you the truth, if you're not playing all these games or whatever else on your phone. He said, this one will do everything you want to do. You'll be able to get on the internet and listen to the radio and whatever else, and it won't cost you more than $400. Fine, I bought it. I've had no problems with it since then. The problem people have is they go to these damn stores, and the salesmen sell them on the idea that you have to have all these bells and whistles on these phones. And you end up,
yes,
you end up paying $1,000 to $1,200 or so on a phone that's going to be obsolete in 2 to 3 years. People need to tell AT&T and Verizon, whatever else, I don't want all the bells and whistles. I don't need all that nonsense. Just sell me something basic that gets me onto the internet and that allows me to communicate with other people. I don't want everything else that you're trying to cram into a phone so that you can charge me three times what a phone is really worth. I've had this thing now for 6 months, and I'm very happy with it. It's a basic Android phone. And frankly, I'm convinced that I will never, ever buy another expensive phone again. By expensive, I mean anything more than $400. This thing is absolutely one of the best phones I've ever had. So you might want to pass that on to your listeners.
I'm in the opposite direction because we've had Android phones and they did not work very well. So Claire and I are back on iPhones, but we have an older iPhone, iPhone 7, and we got the large screen size for Claire, and we're very happy with that. In fact, they gave us a really sweet deal that included two free iPads.
Well, okay, you got a good deal out of that, but I mean, that always comes at a cost. Apple always buries things in its operating system that allows it to track you, and I'd be very aware of anything.
Yeah, but that's true of the Android system.
It's on the Android system, and I admit that, but the point here with me is that I just refuse to pay extra to have them track me. This thing has been fine. When I'm not listening to you or somebody else on the internet, the phone is sitting over in the corner of my office, period. And so if they're trying to track me, they're trying to track, they might as well track an oak tree outside, period. So don't spend, my point simply is don't spend more money on a phone than you need to spend, because all you're doing is you're enriching Apple and all the other companies that make these damn phones at your expense, period. That's all I have to say here.
Well, if you're concerned about the tracking, obviously turn the phone off and wrap it in about six layers of aluminum foil, and that'll basically cut off the signal.
That will certainly do it for me. I'm a semi-retired consultant, if they want to follow me around, they're going to go to some very dull places. But I just refuse to have them do that. So I have the phone. It sits in the corner of my office. I have a Bluetooth connection which I listen to.
Yeah,
through which I listen to the phone. And other than that, I walk around. They don't know where I'm doing or where I am. And I'm happy with that. But don't spend two or three times on a phone what you really need to spend. They load all this nonsense onto a phone in order just to charge you extra so that they can charge you more and track you more. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Anyway.
That's basically good advice as a general rule of thumb. First of all, if you're going to spend the money, spend it on quality so that it doesn't burn out in 5 years' time. You can come to rely on it.
How long have you ever used the phone? 2-3 years? Maybe 4 years?
Let's see. I think I had a Trio which lasted about 5 years.
That's a very long time for a phone to last. Most people I know who buy phones probably cycle those things in and out about every 2 to 3 years. And so I know young people.
But you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that.
No, you don't. No, you don't, and you shouldn't do that. But the point is that they do, and all they're doing is that they're giving money to people, Apple, whatever else, for no reason other than the fact that they need to have the latest technology. Get over the fact that somebody put something else onto a phone, increase the pixel density on the camera or whatever else by however many megapixels. You don't need that. You need to worry about that. Just use the phone for what it's used for. And for me, for example, I have no use for whatsoever for all of the bells and whistles, other than the fact that I get onto the internet and I can listen to radio and podcast on the internet. Nothing else beyond that. And so when you cut that out, you cut down the cost of the phone. It's like buying a watch, for example. You can buy a watch with all of the other dials on it, and all that does is that drives up the cost of a watch three times for functions that you're never going to use. I got over that years ago. I use a pocket watch now.
Well, I like pocket watches. I gave my last one away to a railroader in Washington State. And now, of course, I have the SiWatch, which, you know, integrates with the iPhone, and it's actually kind of useful. Unfortunately, the other day, I think it was Monday, we literally got dragged in the wrong direction by the mapping system. You know, it was like we were an hour away from home before we realized that we were being taken in the wrong direction by the software. And it's very frustrating because only about a month ago, the iWatch software was updated, and apparently it added more problems than it solved.
Well, that creates recalibration problems when they do that. And that will throw you off. I've had that with GPS happen with GPS systems before. You get an update, and next thing you know, you're in the next state. So you have to be careful about that. I'm looking right now at an old pocket watch, Hamilton Railway Special, 1935. One of the best watches I've ever had, and I highly recommend them. They're easy to read, especially for somebody with my bad eyes. Mike, I enjoy your show, and I appreciate talking with you. Thank you very much.
All right, well, thank you very much here. We're going to get on back to the news here. And I will admit to being a little bit of a gadget freak. And part of that, of course, is growing up with NASA, growing up with film effects equipment, and but it can get very frustrating when things don't work the way they're supposed to. All right, so let's get on back to the news here. Largely unbeknownst to the general public, executives and top journalists of almost all major news outlets have long been members of the Influential Council on Foreign Relations. Now, established in 1921 as a private bipartisan organization to awaken America to its worldwide responsibilities, the CFR and its close to 5,000 elite members for decades have shaped U.S. foreign policy and public discourse about it. As a well-known council member famously explained, they transformed the American Republic into a global empire, albeit a benevolent one. I don't know about that. All right, let's go to Khalil in Berkeley. Aloha, Khalil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine.
Good, good. I had a suggestion about the phone. You know, I got this, you can get a Google 5 phone. I think it's called Nexus 5. You could go to UBports, and you could install Ubuntu Touch on it, because Ubuntu Touch is no longer maintained by Ubuntu, but it's open source, and it's done by a couple of people. You don't have to use any Google services. And those phones are not that expensive. They're I think I got one for like $130 or something. You might be able to find a new one too. I got me a new one for like around $130, and you could put Ubuntu Touch on it. There's a website if in case anybody's interested in it. It's called UBports. Just you know, use a search engine, search for UBports.
Well, here's my problem. Okay, at my age, I don't want to have to tinker with the TV, the computers, the iPhone.
Yep.
I just want to buy them, give them my money, and I don't want to have to tear in there. When I was younger, I loved tearing apart computers and fixing them or hot rodding them, but not anymore. Anyway, Khalil, we have to let you go now. We've got to take another break.
It's easier now, though. Just to let you know, Linux is a lot easier now than before.
Well, I love Linux. Right. I do have a cut of Linux on this machine.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So we got to let you go. We'll be right back.
Hey, extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back over to Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, apparently there is a book out by their supposed handler who basically said that Epstein and Maxwell were spies who used underage sex to blackmail politicians. And they ran this honey trap operation where they would provide young girls to politicians in order to squeeze them for information for the Israelis. And this is claims being made by Ari Ben Menesh, who claims he is a former Israeli spy. There are a few of them out there, like Viktor Ostrovsky. And Ben Menashe claims he was the handler of Ghislaine's father, Robert Maxwell, who was also a spy, and that it was the former newspaper baron who introduced Epstein and his daughter to the Israeli intelligence agency. Now, I've been saying since the beginning of this, what kind of an idiot do you have to be to walk into a house filled with underage girls and not know there are going to be cameras and microphones everywhere? And maybe these people just felt they could get away with this. or maybe they just didn't care. Yeah, sure, I'll give Israel what they want. And again, on the Richie Allen show this morning, we discussed the possibility that Trump had fallen into Epstein's honey trap, and maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but he didn't need to. He's giving Israel absolutely everything that they want. Well, apparently Epstein's accuser has now hit out against Prince Andrew and Alan Dershowitz in the wake of potential new evidence. So right now, at least in Europe, there's a huge focus on Prince Andrew. And apparently, Bill and Hillary Clinton were regular guests at Epstein's ranch in New Mexico, and even Chelsea stayed there. Now, this was the ranch that Epstein called his baby factory because he wanted to repopulate the earth with his DNA. Talk about ego here. All right, let's talk about the economic news here a little bit. Google stocks rise and add $13 billion to the company's valuation after Larry Page and Sergey Brin relinquished their control of Alphabet to Sundar Pichai amid mounting scandals and antitrust investigations. So Page and Brin, both 46, announced in a blog post on Tuesday they're going to be stepping down as Alphabet's CEO and president, respectively. And immediately, company's value shot up. All righty. Over in Los Angeles, their head of homelessness is resigning after presiding over a 33% increase in homelessness over the course of just 5 years. Now, this is Peter Lynn, head of the Los Angeles Homeless Service Authority, announced that he would leave at the end of the year, with the Los Angeles Homeless Service Authority having splashed out a total of more than $780 million to absolutely no avail. City's homeless population jumped a further 12% from 2018 to 2019, but despite Lynn's total failure, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti claimed he did an excellent job and oversaw historic action. One wonders how badly Lynn would have had to perform for officials to consider his tenure a failure. But then that's the way it always is with politicians. No matter how badly they mess up, oh, he was a great human being. He was a wonderful humanitarian and, you know, a good friend of mine, blah, 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 blah. Over at the World Trade Organization, their appeals panel will cease to function starting the 11th of this month when one of its three remaining members plans to step down. Thomas Graham, the chairman of the WTO's powerful appellate body, told officials this month that he won't agree to consider disputes after December 11th when his term ends, and said the people who ask not to be identified discussing internal deliberations. Traditionally, panel members whose terms have expired can continue to hear pending disputes. This guy doesn't want to. And this will effectively paralyze the most important function of the Geneva-based trade organization, which upholds, modifies, or reverses WTO rulings, at a time when multilateral relationships have come under assault from protectionist currents. It's really what it was about. Ray Dalio and Paul Tudor Jones are out there saying that the worst crisis since the 1930s is coming. And it does look like it. Apparently, the Trump administration is going to cut 750,000 Americans from the food stamp program before the recession actually gets here. And we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And basically, the U.S. House voted to sanction Chinese officials over the abuse of the Uyghurs, U-I-G-H-U-R. And China wasted no time issuing a harshly worded response, basically saying that the United States was using this issue to interfere in China's internal affairs. So hope for a U.S.-China trade deal is now completely dead, and as a result, Wall Street is starting to panic. All righty. In the U.S., 13.5% of 15-year-olds can distinguish between fact and opinion when trying to interpret a complex reading tasks. Now, the reason this is significant is if you go over to China, those kids are much better educated. They're much more discerning. So we're definitely being dumbed down here. All right, 7 maps are predicting how much snow could still fall in Massachusetts through Thursday. Well, that was last night. We are in the middle of a prolonged winter storm, this according to the National Weather Service. And the storm, which began Sunday, is forecast to continue to bring additional snowfall to the region through Tuesday morning. Most of Massachusetts is under a winter storm warning or winter weather advisory through 7 a.m. Tuesday morning. And we're probably going to get thunder showers here over the weekend here. All righty. Japanese government has announced that the process of removing the melted fuel rods from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant will start in 2021. This is the most difficult and tricky part of the operation, to clean up that reactor. All righty, let's see. Let's see, I was looking for, first of all, a lot of members have been posting articles about phones. Apple admits iPhone 11 Pro still collects location data even when told not to. AT&T says TV losses have peaked after the latest loss of 1.3 million customers. And by the way, just as a comment here, the remote control on our cable box burned out over the weekend. So finally got that taken care of. And again, they're still out there with the Daily Mail. Last month was the joint hottest November on record, on a par with temperatures seen in 2015 and 2016. So they're still out there pushing this whole human-caused global warming. Now, we have been talking about the fact that there's going to be food shortages, and that's because of the late spring, massive flooding that just rendered the fields sodden, and now with the early arrival of winter, the problem is getting worse, and it's starting to show up, and apparently people in the U.S. and Canada could face a shortage of French fries due to a poor potato crop. And they're absolutely, say, there was one that I was looking for. NASA probe endures brutal 2,400 degree Fahrenheit temperatures to get within just 15 million miles of the sun's surface and uncover solar wind mysteries. Okay, here we go. Pennsylvania Representative Johnson Harrell is charged with stealing $500,000. And prosecutors charged a state house representative from Philadelphia on Wednesday with enriching herself by stealing money from a nonprofit organization she founded to serve the mentally ill and poor who were fighting addiction. Seems that we've heard this one before. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro's office accused State Representative Movita Johnson Harrell of perjury, tampering with public records, theft, and other charges. They're expecting a plea deal to be worked out. And that's another problem, these plea deals. That's why no politicians ever go to jail. It's a plea deal. They plead out, okay? Trump is now considering send another 14,000 troops to the Mideast. It's depressing here. The average adult spends nearly 80,000 hours of their life watching TV, this according to a recent study. DARPA is developing a smart suit to protect against biological attacks. And apparently Joe Biden has struck again. Video emerges of him talking about how much he loves to have children sit on his lap and stroke his hairy legs. Just insane here. General Motors is getting ready to lay off 800 workers at Detroit Hamtramck. Don't tell me it's a good economy. definitely do not tell me it's a good economy. And see, Western France runs out of gas as massive strikes set to paralyze the entire nation. A lot of people are very unhappy. Establishment media now openly pushing tech giants to censor all independent media. Well, gosh darn. So, let's see. America's crumbling infrastructure could have been rebuilt three times and all its homeless people accommodated. But you know, governing is choosing, governing is prioritizing, and the wars are much more important than rebuilding our highways and rail systems and so forth here. Doug Casey is out there saying the last trade wars brought on a recession, and definitely does do that. Okay, George Zimmerman is suing the family of Trayvon Martin, the unarmed teen he shot and killed. Now, he's a Neighborhood Watch volunteer. He was acquitted of homicide charges in the 2012 fatal shooting of unarmed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in Central Florida. He's now suing the family, prosecutors, and others involved in the case. He claims rested on false evidence, according to a copy of the suit sent to the media Wednesday. Zimmerman is represented by Larry Klayman, a high-profile legal crusader tied to conservative causes and the founder of Judicial Watch before splitting with the activist group. And now he's down there with Liberty Watch. Tom Fitton is in control of Judicial Watch. All righty. WebMD and Healthline expose violating your privacy. That would be true. And another little article, this one's from Investment Watch blog, saying that this would be the first impeachment in history with no established crime. And that's absolutely correct. Schiff has nothing. It's hearsay and rumor and innuendo, but by golly, they want to get him, and they're going to get him. Now, the way the Constitution is written, to impeach and remove from office a politician like a president, there has to be a high crime or misdemeanor, and they don't have that. They absolutely do not have that. Okay. Letter on how to advise a teenage daughter on climate change. They're still pushing that. They're still pushing that. And, next week, when we've got tons of snow all over the ground, I'm going to take pictures. Speaking of pictures, something I got off of eBay was a trail camera. And you've probably seen them on various TV shows. And I just got the one, and it was used. I spent about $30 on it. And already I'm catching deer on it at night when they come in to lick the salt block. So that's a lot of fun. And I would have to say that that's one of the things I do like about Indiana, is the wildlife. And, you know, silly old man here, I put out bird seed and salt licks and, you know, just take pictures of all the wildlife here. Okay. Being on here. Big Sister is watching after what you're watching. Trump calls Trudeau two-faced after the video appears to show him being mocked. And, of course, the two-face is a reference to the fact that Trudeau did a blackface some years ago, which is a tacky no-no now. Apparently, the explanation for Kamala Harris's decision to quit the 2020 race is that nobody was showing up at her events here. All righty. All right, let's go back here and see what we've got. Tulsi Gabbard is claiming she was threatened in 2016 when she decided to endorse Bernie Sanders. Well, Tulsi responded by resigning as co-chair of the DNC, and she's been attacked with libel and slander as a Russian asset ever since. Apparently, two Hillary Clinton donors have been indicted for funneling illegal cash to the 2016 campaign, one of which was this convicted pedophile. And Israeli agents killed two Hamas fighters when they were rumbled in Gaza before calling in an airstrike to cover their escape, sparking a Palestinian rocket attack. So, violence still goes on. Apparently, there's a video out of a Republican calling for the hanging of Ilhan Omar and other Democrats for being traitors. I'm not comfortable with that word. The textbook definition of treason is aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war. And as we are not yet at a civil war, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think some of these people ought to be given a good thick coating of tar and feathers and run out of town on a rail. But I don't think we need to hang them, and I don't think we need to call them traitors. All righty. And again, a lot of people put up these stories about phones using GNU Linux or Librem 5. And I'm sure for the hobbyist, that's all a huge amount of fun. And again, as I said, when I was younger, I liked taking apart machines, putting them back together, hot rodding them. But I'm too old for that sort of thing now. And I just want to buy the appliance that I need, have it work for me, and not have to fuss around with it. I hate having to tinker. I hate having to tinker. All righty. Apparently, Ellen Brown is out there talking public banks, and I think that's definitely something that needs to be done. Okay, somebody wrote in an email for Dustin, and it says, LA housing is crazy. I have a 684 square foot one bedroom condo that lists at $375,000. It would rent for approximately $1,600 a month. It's in the nicer part of Orange County. Rent in Orange County varies greatly from where you are. A condo like mine in a bad LA area would rent for probably $1,200. Of course, one of the reasons that we moved here to Indiana was that the rent where we lived overlooking Pearl Harbor was very, very high. Now we're paying less than half of the rent we did. We just have to deal with the snow. Okay. Apparently, there's been an active shooting situation on Jackson University, Jackson State University in Mississippi, and happened earlier today. Police say a man was wounded after he was shot on campus on Lynch Street. The suspected shooter was said to be driving a black Honda Accord with the license plate number MAC0214. So they put the campus down on lockdown, and they're hunting for that guy. Let's see. somebody wrote in a comment about Greta Thunberg, also displays strong physical evidence of fetal alcohol syndrome. Well, maybe, maybe not. I don't think we should pick on her, though. That makes her more sympathetic, and people are going to listen to her for that very reason. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, final segment of our program today here. And as we mentioned before, apparently now there's two Hillary Clinton donors indicted for funneling illegal cash to her. And here is a story that is just now coming on in. This is coming from conservativechoicecampaign.com. And according to this report, Adam Schiff is connected to both companies named in a $7.4 billion Burisma U.S.-Ukraine corruption case. And now it's all starting to make sense. He's out after Trump before Trump realizes what it is that he, Schiff, has been doing. So there's just a huge amount of corruption out there. There's another email here. I know that you and Claire had planned a snowball fight when the snow accumulation adds up. Actually, we hadn't. Law enforcement is going to be very busy rounding up kids for throwing snowballs. How ridiculous is this? Kids are not allowed to be kids. What will they dream up next? Kids will have to have a driver's license to push a lawnmower or shovel snow. And it does seem as if we're headed in that direction. But yeah. Okay, apparently this school shooting was with a pellet gun. So everybody's calming down. Excuse me. All righty. Okay. Here's an article coming out of the Real News Network. Do we still need NATO? Well, at the end of World War II, when there was a Cold War with the Soviet Union, NATO was thought to be necessary to basically deter the Soviet Union from doing something nasty. But Russia's been our friend up until Trump goaded the dragon. If he hadn't done that, we'd stayed friends. We wouldn't need NATO. But of course, the weapons manufacturers, they love spending. That's really what it's all about. Just keep cranking that money. It's like that guy talking about the phone, where you're constantly being told you've got to have the latest and greatest phone at huge expense. And the same thing applies to the military-industrial complex, where you have to have the latest and greatest weaponry. It's anything like the original Cold War. Hardly any of it ever gets used. It just sits there on display, on the runway, in the harbor. Everybody smiles at it. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word about RBN. Spread the word about whatreallyhappened.com. And please support both of our endeavors. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.